23 to 8 on a Thursday morning. Sun shining in Melbourne town. I hope beautiful it is day wherever you are listening around the world. rsn.net.au, the RSN app, of course, the traditional 927 on your AM dial. Mitch Creek is a name we are getting very, very familiar with in basketballing circles in Melbourne because he is the star signing for the South East Melbourne Phoenix, and he's been good enough to join us on The Breakfast Club. Good morning, Mitch.
Morning, fellas. How you going?
We're going all right. Thanks, buddy. We appreciate your time. It's been a busy period for you with what's been happening with your Boomers camp of recent times and now getting ready for the NBL season. How are you tracking with it all after coming down from the G League and the NBA? There's been a whirlwind for you.
Yeah, look, you know, I've got a few freaking flyer miles. That's I'm well-travelled. I'm well-versed in the American culture now and kind of all around the world. So luckily I got time to go on a little holiday with my good friends and kind of decompress and find myself again. It was a very long 18 months away from home, but certainly an experience that I'll remember forever. And, you know, irregardless if I had to retire tomorrow, I'd be very proud of my efforts and what I was able to achieve. So to be back in Melbourne and out at South East and, you know, what feels like the country for me and being from Horsham, it's a real homely feel. And the club's been phenomenal to me, so it's really nice to be out there and be a part of the boys.
So what does a holiday look like for you then? I mean, you've been through what you've been through in the last 18 months and you've been frantic throughout that period and riding emotional highs and lows through it, I'm sure, as well. What's a holiday look like? What'd you get up to?
Chase the sun a little bit. I was as white as a ghost, so that didn't help. So as soon as I got sun, I got sunburned, so I look like a lobster. But, look, it was just nice to get out to a beach. We went over to Mexico and basically just sat on the water the whole time and just saw some in America. It was really good to make some real good friendships and some lifelong memories over there. So, you know, I got 11 days off, went back to Minneapolis, had some spare time and just got to spend a little bit of time with some of those people that I get to spend a lot of time with. And like I said, I had my best friend Scott with me, so I got to show him around, show him around the facilities, really train, really play, and really do things every single day. So to share that with him was also really special.
So, Mitch, Xavier Cooks goes down yesterday with a knee injury and looks highly unlikely now for the World Championships. Have they called you yet? Can you give us a little exclusive that you may be maybe back into the squad now?
Yeah, look, you know, I can't. It's just one of those things. Like, you never want to wish an injury upon anyone, especially at a time where you need to represent the country at the highest level. And I know Zay personally, and I've had it to do with him in the travel leagues and stuff, and to hear it's hurt his knee. I'm not sure exactly what he's done to his knee. I haven't spoken over the details, but I do wish him a speedy recovery. But right now, it's a matter of just being patient. I have to do what I can every single day to get ready and to be the best person I can be. So, look, to miss out the first time, a lot of people seem rather upset about that, but I back all the coaches back. I'm not a selfish player. I'll look at it and say, you know what, if they think that the team is best without me, then I back what's best for the team, not myself. So, at the end of the day, my phone rings and they say, hey, look, you know, is this what there? Then without a doubt, I'll say yes straight away, you can play the next slide. But right now, you know, it's about South East Melbourne. And if that phone rings, you know, I'll definitely answer it and I'll be a part of it. But right now, it's about just being ready just in case something happens.
It's kind of the life of you as a basketballer, Mitch. I mean, we spoke to you a couple of times through the NBA season where you're playing for a couple of NBA teams and it was super exciting then. And then the whole thing with South East Melbourne. So it's kind of like it's hard for you to be settled because you really don't know what's happening next.
Yeah, you really don't. My life has actually been pretty chaotic in the sense that I haven't had a home at home for the last 18 months, so anytime I get mail sent anywhere, I'm like, well, I don't know where to send it. Like, maybe you can deliver it to me personally, street can. But it is a weird feeling not to have, you know, somewhere to call home and to rest your head and know that's home. I've been in a hotel for the last 18 months and two suitcases. So it's been very different for me being in a country boy and being from Horsham and having that family presence around most of my life. So, but right now, it's no different. I've just got to move to a house in Melbourne. I've got a place set up, I've got a room, and you know, I've got an address now. So I feel like my feet are on the ground and I'm feeling like I'm at home again. So the team, like I said earlier, have been absolutely phenomenal in helping me do that and transition here. So it's starting to feel for me like home again. So it's a really nice feeling.
So Mitch, are you comfortable enough now that the NBL is a good enough league that if the NBA do come knocking, they're quite comfortable with the level of basketball in the NBL? Because a lot of people myself included, thought, well, if you don't get the opportunity in the NBA, you may go over to Europe and play your basketball there.
Yeah, look, I wanted to look at Europe. That's always been a viable option for us. But at the end of the day, I want to be somewhere where I enjoy basketball. I can share these experiences with my friends, with my family, and my brother. In Europe, you're a very long flight. You're very, like, it's long way away from what is home. And for me right now, I don't want to be on a plane in Russia. Yeah, you might make twice the money you make in somewhere else. But you're 10 months, you're one game a week, you train 6 days a week, two sessions a day. It's a long, grindy season, and it takes years off of your professional career, and a lot of players have said that. So I'd much rather play for a team like South East Melbourne in a league, I think, which is arguably one of the top three leagues in the world. I've played in Germany, which was, ranked number three. I've seen EuroLeague players play, and the Australian market right now is one of the best in the world. And just look at guys that transition through to the NBA, and realistically, that's a viable option. Guys are sending young stars over here. You've got Archer, you've got LaMelo, you've got a bunch of NBA talent, you've got guys coming back willing to play in a league. So, without a doubt, I think the NBA will come over here and they'll be watching games and having, the new free-to-air broadcast. You'll have the ESPN, you have the direct link with America. So, it's only exciting times ahead of the future and you're quieter and quieter for Australian basketball.
There's a lot to look forward to, no doubt about that, and we can't wait for you to be a real presence in our marketplace here in Melbourne as part of the South East Melbourne Phoenix and follow their journey in the NBL through the season. But before that, we hope, Mitch, I don't know what you hope, I'm sure you do too, but we hope you get a chance to put the national colours on after the unfortunate injury to Cooksey. So we hope that happens in the next little while, and we'll chat soon. Good luck.
No worries. Thanks, guys. Appreciate the support.
Nice to have you with us, Mitch Creek, who will no doubt take the South East Melbourne Phoenix by storm. With his involvement in the NBL this year, and hopefully we get a chance to see him in the national colours as well.